certain junctions, there's cars that are parking along double yellow lines, and traffic emerging from those junctions are driving out onto the path of cars coming the other way. It's become a complete bottleneck at times, especially during busy periods around school time, for example, and because buses as well would obviously use the area. What they've basically proposed that they'll visit the area on an ad hoc basis, whether it's delivery lorries or cars, any of those, if they're parking at those junctions, that they will be fined in the same way that the cars that we're parking in the city centre will be fined. There's double yellow lines in the area, but they've never been really enforced. It's an old sort of Victorian area in the sense of when it was designed, none of the road junctions were designed to take cars, never mind lorries or vans. Very, very tight corners. So if even one car is parking at those junctions, it's causing a complete chaos, basically. And the people who are in the area, they don't do that because, you know, they know the resulting problems that are caused. It is the people usually coming in from outside here who are causing those issues.
And is it possible, if this particular scheme doesn't work, that the road service will revisit the one-way proposal and ultimately, whether residents want it or not, they will find a one-way system imposed?
That won't happen, because basically any of the schemes that are proposed by road service, the mechanisms here in the north would be that it'll go out to consultation. The schemes aren't accepted by the vast majority of people, they won't be implemented. Now, that's what's happened the last time. The scheme was drawn up by road service and then presented and then put out the consultation. With respect, in hindsight, it would have been probably easier for them to sort of consult first of all and reference the fact that there would be a one-way system, and that probably would have saved a lot of work.